Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends of the Shir Shvi'a Special Schus, Rav Daniel Yaakov Ben Sara Liba. We're learning the Maharal, Dvoris Hashem, Perek Yud Zayin. It says in the Pasuk, V'lo yoch lo'od hatzfino, she could no longer hide him. Yocheved can no longer hide Moshe. Ask the Gemara, Amai, why, titzbenei v'seizil, let her continue hiding him. Since he was hidden, what was her pro, what was her problem, what was her chashash? Sansa says the Gemara, Ela kol heicha dishtahavu mitzray shame, the misyale de nuka, wherever the mitzvim heard that a child was born, mamdu yenuka hasam, they would bring a mitzri baby there, ki heichi dilishmu umaave, in order that one should hear the other, and they should cry together. Rashi says that when one baby hears another baby crying, they cry together. And these children that caused these tzaras for the Jewish people are alluded to in the pasuk Tichsiv Echazulanu Sholim Sholim Ktanim Chablim Kramim Uchramenu Smadar. They grabbed onto us these little foxes who destroy the vineyards. So that's why she could no longer hide him. She could no longer hide him because the Mitzrim would bring around little babies and they would cause the Jewish babies to cry, and then he was going to be exposed. Now, how the Mitzrim knew he was born in the first place, I don't know. But Yocheved knew that she could no longer hide him. And this shouldn't be light in your eyes. That the Jewish people were revealed by the Yalde Mitzrayim, this matter should not be light in your eyes. They're called Shu'alim Ketanim. The Maharal writes in the Tiferes Yisrael, HaShu'al HaZeh Yesh Bo Chachma Mikol Chayis HaSadeh. This Shu'al has wisdom more than all of the, he's the wisest of animals. And the idea of Chachma, the Maharal says in Chidush HaGadus and Bava Basu Yud Beis, is to be Megala, what's not known, what's hidden. So this Shu'al, can, since he has Chachma, he can be Megala, what's Nister. And we can also connect, as the Aris and the Maharal say, that the Gemara in Makkah says in Chavdalat Amid Beis, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chachma Yisrael saw a shul yotzei mibeis kodesh hakadoshim. They saw a fox going out of the Holy of Holies. In other words, the Chorban is expressed with the fact that a shul goes out of the most hidden place. So continues the Maharal over here in Gevurah Hashem. Kidavashu nistar v'nichnas begeder sod. Ein sofu lios nigla. Something that's hidden. And is begeder sod, it's called a secret, it's in the end not going to be revealed. In other words, when something is a secret, when something is a sod, it can't be revealed. That's a sod. That's the definition of a sod. Darishu nistar v'nichnas v'geder sod ein sofu lios nigla. It says in the pasuk, Holech rochil megales sod mishle yad aleph yud gimel. The Gra there explains how megales sod who domel a holech rochil v'avonam shav. If somebody reveals secrets, he's like somebody who goes around speaking about other people. Holech rochil. And they have an equal sin, so you're not allowed to reveal secrets. He writes in Perek Yates, in the Gevuras, Yisrael Shem Neged Ha'alef, Yisrael that correspond to the Os Aleph, Aleph is Milashon Pele, hidden. So our words should be Pluim V'ne'elamim, they should be hidden away, and wondrous. The word Pele is something that's beyond us. So our words should be hidden. We shouldn't be revealing everything. When we went out of this Majrega to reveal secrets, we became fitting for servitude. In the Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chafei, he writes, V'niraki ramzu dar zeba ma sha'amru shalo yagalo hasod, v'hayu tzrichim lomra shalo yagalo dvar seser yesh lefar shalakach amur hasod, kolomar shu sod gadol kol dar v'sheinu kol kach sod lo nechshav. In other words, if something is called just hidden, so it's hidden. But if something is called a secret, that's something that if somebody reveals, that makes it very, very serious. If somebody reveals that secret, that makes them part of the Ummos. Because the nature of the Jewish people is that we're supposed to be the hidden people. We're not supposed to tell everything. We're not supposed to reveal secrets. Secrets are supposed to remain secrets. That's the Madrega of the Aleph. That's the Madrega of the Pella. And that's Am Yisrael. If we reveal secrets, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, Achei Noda Davra, oh, now it's known what I did. If everybody knows what I did, if the secret was revealed, that's a clear indication that we're connected to the Ummos and we're Roi and Leshivut. So we see that a sod has to remain a sod. Ein sof was so sod, so for that son that ain sof lios niglas, and that's not going to be revealed. But Dovah Shembo says there, Kvon Zeh Shef Shios Noda Matzpanem, I dig Tanem Shel Mitz, Tanem Shel Mitzrim, Loya Dover Nichnas, Begeder Sod. Vahaya Nigla, the Gamre Me Atzmo, Av Shaloya Dek Tanem. Maybe the Maharal is, if I'm not mistaken, maybe he's answering my question then. How's the kid going to find, if they didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, then they're not going to bring a baby. It says, but who says that they knew the baby was born? So it could be that they heard a baby was born and they just didn't know where the baby was. Araya, we see earlier in the Gemara that they were counting from the time she was pregnant. And she had, they miscalculated, so she had 3 more months to hide him. But since they already knew, so now they could bring a baby and then make the baby, make the Jewish baby cry. Make Moshe Rabbeinu cry. But even if they didn't bring, she can no longer hide him, because even if they didn't bring this Mitzri baby, since it's something that is eventually going to be found out, eventually they're going to bring this baby and try to make Moshe Rabbeinu cry. So that's not the Gamre Begeder Sod. That's not completely a secret. Something that's a secret, definition of secret, something that can never be revealed. Something that's going to be revealed isn't Begeder secret. And therefore, she couldn't hide him anymore because he wasn't a secret. Because eventually the Mitzri baby was going to come and make Moshe cry, and therefore he wasn't hidden. She had to let him go. So Yayin, we all know, is Begematria Sod. Yayin, 70, has the same Gematria Sod, a secret. And therefore, the Chachamim, says the Maharal, where goes are al Yayna, not to drink Goisha wine, in order to preserve the Sod and the Mechitza of Yisrael. So, is Mechitza, as we're going to see him here to Shem. That's why we have a gzeirah on wine, in order to preserve the soul, the secret of the Jewish people. And the Maharal writes, "Vasher amru ki gzeirah zos, b'ulai v'shemenei teda ki achetes emevatel itrum ikar madregas Yisrael." What's we're necessarily going to marry them? The answer is that this sin of drinking wine is mevatel the ikar madrega of the Jewish people. Ki kvar amarnu ki ikar madregas Yisrael, mahalasim heliona hahevtel she Yisrael muvdalim min ha'umos u'bishvil kachem l'kadosh baruch hu. The Ikar Madrega of Yisrael, our high Maila, the difference that we're separated from the nations, that's what makes us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we become part of the nations, if we become mixed in, then we're not close to Hashem anymore. The way we're close to Hashem is by not, is by separating ourselves. B'tzarech Shia, Hevdel Hazem, Mukhruch, Mevli Shum Efsharus, She'el Ha'uma El Chibur Lehem. This has to be a necessity without any possibility of connecting to them. Shimhayev Sharas El Hachibur ain't kan Hevdel Gomer. If it's possible to connect to them, it's not a complete separation. Kevin Shayayin Mevi Kiruv Ve'ava Vishne Dvarim Hamechulakim Evshe Shevelide Chasin. Since wine brings closeness and love to two separate things, this can bring us to marriage. Harek for an Isbatel Hevdel, then we no longer have a Hevdel. Vafim Loba Lide Zain Kan Hevdel Enzin Kan Hevdel Gomer Shanukah Hevdel Rakim Yesh Hevdel Bilti Evshar Hachibur. Fim lo kain, en kan hevdel. Kabata madregas Israel aliona. Sheroi shetio misraelis muvdelis. And even if we don't come to this, there's no separation. Separation is only when you cannot connect. And therefore, if we're drinking wine, where we're in a matzav where we could connect, that already erodes the madrega, the level of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Ki hevdel tzarech shiye ad shiye efshir shiye lam chibur biyachad b'darvas enikor nivdol. You want to know what something's nivdol is? Separate means they can't connect. Not that they're not connecting in practice before. They can connect. Avalim yesh kan efsharus, af agav shal esel apol efsharus, kevin shesh efsharus achibur achibur. But the very possibility of connection already means that you're connected. You're not nivdol anymore. Nivdol means an impossibility of connection. So if a person, let's say, goes to a secular college campus without a heter of a big rav, and they're in a matzav where they could connect to the Umas HaOlam and they could assimilate, even if they don't, that already means they're not separate. Separate means that we build the wall so high that we can't assimilate. So again, the Maharal says that something that ain bo seser, something that's not completely a secret, like this hiding of the baby, is something that's going to be revealed, so it's no longer begeder sod. And it would have been revealed even not al yedei ketanim, but the ketanim before, they were the ones who were goring, they were the ones who brought it out, but it would have been revealed anyway because it wasn't completely hidden, because the ketanim could reveal it. The very fact that they could reveal it means that it's not a sod and that it's going to be nigla. The Sefer Noam, Noam was a Torah journal that used to come out for many years, unfortunately it doesn't anymore. In the 25th volume, on page 301, he writes in the Maharal the following: Sod perusho mechitza. A secret means a wall. A secret means something that's completely in the private domain, and there's no way to get to it. If there's a way to get to it, it's not a sod, even if it hasn't yet been revealed, but it's going to be revealed. A sod means something sealed that has no opening. If it has an opening, it's not a secret, because if it has an opening, you can come in, and then it can also come out. And with this svara, he writes in the Sefer Noam of the Maharal, that something that could be revealed is no longer a secret. Hagoin of Yosef Engel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Sefer Gvuras Shmonim, on page 18, in the 26th answer, he gives 80 answers to one kasha. So this is answer number 26. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi holds that Baila Mefaglim, that the owner of the carbon can be Mefagel if he has an improper machshava, that he's going to eat it chutz l'zman or chutz l'makomo, or it's going to be consumed by fire chutz l'zman or chutz l'makomo. So such a machshava means that the animal, the carbon, is called pigel. And lo ye ratze, it's not desired. So any sota woman could be mefagel her mincha. What can she do? They bring her mincha sota. She has a machshava psula, she has a machshava's pigle, and therefore it's not going to check her. So the whole parasha of sota, of the sota woman, of checking her with the waters, is rendered meaningless, because you can't check her. Why can't you check her? Because she always have a machshava's pigle, and then she's not going to be checked. That's his kashin. For that, he had a lot more answers, but he wanted to say Guru Shimona, as the story goes. Anyway, so he answers as follows. This is one answer. Pigul b'machshava habe leidvarim shebelev. Listen to this tifus svara. Pigul b'machshava, thinking pigul is only a thought in the heart, and it shouldn't passel. But normally we can say that the mefagel could reveal his machshava, and if he does reveal his machshava, then it will be pigel. So since it is fitting to reveal his machshava, and it will be effective, therefore it's not such a hidden thing, and therefore his machshava can passel, machshava can disqualify. Since the machshava is one that can be revealed, memela has the power to disqualify the carbon. If she expresses her thoughts, her machshava is no longer going to be effective. Because if she's mefagel her mincha, what is she really saying? I don't want to drink. I don't want this whole thing to be effective. Sota daf chaf amir aleph. And if she says that, you can't bring the mincha al karcha against her will. And the mincha is therefore psula. Perforce. Such a machshava doesn't disqualify at all, according to everybody, because even according to the Sfarah, that pigle is effective b'machshava. Nevertheless, we require a machshava haraui lehitgalot that's not considered so much dvarim shebelev, because it's roi lavo alagili. So the isha sota does not have the possibility of having a machshavas pigle, because any machshavas pigle she has is her way of saying, I don't want to bring this carbon at all. So if she says that, she's mefagel bepeh, and which means I don't want to bring the carbon, then the whole thing is off. So the only way she can have it, this machshava, for it to be effective, is if it's in her heart. If it's in her heart, that's not effective. That's varim shebelev. So this is a thought that can't be validly expressed. If it's a regular machshavas pigel, that you can express. So therefore, even when it's belev, it's effective. But since she can't express her thought, and it would be a valid machshavas pigel, it can only be in her heart. It's something, therefore, that can't be revealed, because again, if it's revealed, it's like she says, any shows and the whole thing is off. So Mela, since it's something that can't be revealed, it's called dvarim shebelev, and such a machshava is not effective, so she cannot be pasel her mincha sota with this machshavas pigel. And to prove this svara, he quotes the Maharal here. That's davar, that's nistar, is begeder sod, and it's not sofolios nigle. And memela, since it's something so sodi, her machshava, it is not effective. Only something that's ein bo seiser, something that could be revealed, that's not called a sod, a regular machshavas pigel. But the sod is a special case where her machshavas pigel can't be revealed. That's begeder sod, and that doesn't have the power to be mefagel her carbon. Machshava hakodemes ledibur legilui mefageles, a machshava that precedes dibur and gilui, that could precede dibur and gilui, that's mefagel. Aval machshava shiskur la'atzma v'yefshel davigili lovel ledigili, but a machshava that's closed, it cannot be revealed, that is b'chlal dvarim shebelev, she'ein b'kocham lifol davar. So that's a ge'onish teretz of there are many of them in the sefer of Rav Yosef Engel. We should be zochim yirtu Hashem to learn more of Yosef Engel together, because his svarim are mamish haflev afela. In the Ksaviyat of the Maharal, he writes that ein safek ki amitzur meshoyim mishavim b'Yisrael v'shlichu zichroyim l'yor yosin kol tachbula shelahem ki mori lihutu machar zeh kadei lehashlich hazuchorim alei or kach osin tov zeh shemivim yeladim ad shishmo tinok bocha v'derach atinok kasher yishmo tinok bocha bocha kenegdo. So they did all these tricks to get their kids to cry, the Jewish kids to cry, like bringing the baby. And it shouldn't be kalbeinecha, this pe'ula that the mitzvim do, to bring their little children, to make the Jewish children cry, because not only do the adult mitzvim against the Jewish people, but the child mitzvim were against the Jewish people at all, as well. Ulefikach hasatan matzliach maisa hashualim. And therefore the Satan made this Maisa Shualim successful, because the Mitzrayim were snage to the Jewish people. And they used Shualim because Shual is Ramos, Vitachbulos. That's the tricks that they used to throw the Jewish children into the river. And the Rambam writes, Taka in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perkei Aleph, Halacha Daled, that what's Nichush? Nichush is Hov Avar Shul Mimini. Any other in Pesach Beisayom, you do this sort of say like OCD things. Oh, this happened, I have to do this. That happened, I have to do that. Like, that's Nichush. Hov Avar Shul Mimini, since Yeshua went to my right, I'm not going to leave my house today. Because if I do, I'm going to meet an Adam Ramai. Like, all this magical thinking is Aser, and Mimela, the Shul, which is more, we see the example given is the Shul. That's Ramos and Tachbulos, because he says, if a Shul went out, I'm going to meet an Adam Ramai, I'm going to meet a cheating person. So you see that the Shul relates to something, to tricks, and that's what they did, that's why the kids, the Mitzri kids, are called Shualim. And Rav Hartman gives other examples of a shul being a rami. You can look there in the footnote. And we have so much more to do with Siyata Dishmaya. But in the meantime, we learned a very deep Lamdashi Yisod and Achshava Yisod. So we should be Zochel Hilmodu Lilamed Lishma Balazos. Ulakayim is called Divrei Samu Tarasu Vyahava. Amen, Amen. Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Shalom.